The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday and welcome to The Early Edge. I am the Council of Cash and we have a loaded show for you today. We've got NBA picks. We've got MLB picks. We've got golf picks. Of course, soccer picks with Martin Green. So let's take a look at the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. Certainly not what we want to see. You know, Mikey B, 1-for-2. Kuminga getting his third assist with 3 minutes left in the game. That's not great. And let's be honest, the rest of this board is not great either. Griffin Carroll, very close on the McKinnon over. He had 4 shots on goal and a goal, but didn't get that 4.5 shots on goal. Didn't get the over there. All right, but we got to turn the page. We got to turn the page to Wednesday because we got to do better than this. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the stars of the show today. Well, you're the stars in the chat, but here on this show, we've got Hammer, Tim Doyle. We've got Mikey B, Mike McClure, and Martin Green. I do want to give a special shout out to everybody in the chat. I know Bradley Jacobs has some soccer picks to give out. CID says CBI has been paying him well ever since Larry made that CBI pick. Let's get it started with you, Tim Doyle. We think, we speculated before you came in to this program that perhaps Mike McClure speculated that you were doing the show from your shower. Other people, Martin Green, Mikey B, suggested perhaps you're doing it from prison. We're really not sure. Where are you? Are you okay? Blink twice if this is an SOS situation.
So, you know, thank you all for your concern. It's not an SOS situation, okay, first and foremost. But my buddy's a producer, and he called me. This was like when I was down on my luck, and he was like, hey, I would love for you to do a shower commercial. You ever see those like late at night, like the 3 a.m. commercials? And I was like, nah, man. I was like, I can't do it. I was like, what do you pay for that? He's like, $2,500. I go, I think I can do it. I'm in. So I ended up doing the shower commercial. And I just had to keep saying, it's only $99 a month. So my mom saw the commercial. She goes, so what's only $99? I go, Mom, I have no idea. I was just supposed to say it's only $99 a month. So yes, I have stooped that low, Sia. So appreciate this starting off the show as a therapy session. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. I had no idea where that was going, and I very strongly regret opening the show in the manner that I did. I hope you're okay, Tim. I didn't mean to bring you down here. All right, listen, here's the deal. Everybody in the chat, hit the like button if you can. We got to get started because honestly, when you see the recap screen today, you're going to see probably more picks than you've seen on the Early Edge, and I'm guessing like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks. So that means we got a lot of picks. That means we got to get started. So I'm no salutations to Mike McClure, Martin Green, or Mikey B because we just got to get going. Mikey B, you've got a couple of NBA props, one that's near and dear to my heart because it's a player that's near and dear to my proximity, a Washington Wizard. We don't have to start there. Give me 2 props in the NBA tonight.
We are crashing the boards in the NBA tonight. First, we're going to do Jabari Smith Jr. over 8.5 rebounds at -125. They're playing the Thunder. Great matchup. They don't have a lot of size up front. Jabari Smith Jr. has been starting at center with Alperen Şengün out. Because the Thunder don't have much size up front, they've allowed the 7th most rebounds per game in the league. Smith has faced them 3 times already this season. In those games, he had 18, 17, and 13 rebounds. We only need 9 here, so we're going to take the over 8.5. And then we're going to go, you were talking about your Wizards, Rashawn Holmes, over 7.5 rebounds at -115. He has taken over as their starting center over 7 games in that role. He's averaged 10.4 rebounds per game. He's recorded at least 9 rebounds in 4 straight. He even has three straight games with at least 14 rebounds. He's playing the Nets. They have the fourth worst shooting percentage in the league. So that should leave him with enough opportunities to go over 7.5 rebounds. We're crashing the boards. Rebounds galore tonight in the NBA.
I absolutely love it. By the way, Mikey B, let me ask you, the Wizards, for them on quite a streak, can we pencil them in? Not pen, but pencil them in to win the championship next year?
Well, we'll see. I don't want to, you know, poo-poo and get you all too sad here. I don't want to put too much damp on there. But
wait. You have to do you do Wizard shows, Sia?
Well, I do a show for Monumental Sports Network, and they own the Wizards and the Capitals.
Oh, so. My goodness. Talk about me being in jail. I mean, you have to talk about that team? Oh, out of yourself. Martin, I mean, I know you don't want all the season stuff. They're just learning basketball. But, like, yeah, that's like that's got to be painful, Sia. It'd be like, oh, another Wizards lost. They tried really hard today. You know, I don't want to hear it, Sia. You're coming for me earlier. I'm coming for you, pal.
Truth is, we do a betting show on that network. We don't actually cover the Wizards. But hey, listen, they're playing some good ball. Mike McClure, championship next year, Wizards, correct?
I didn't know if we were instituting something where we relegate teams like Martin Green's world. I don't. If we relegated them to another league, potentially.
Yeah, G League. Yeah.
I'm not throwing this Martin's way. This is not going the way I intended. So we're gonna move on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to make futures bets on NBA teams, or if you want to make rebound bets, rebound overs, go to BetMGM. You can, new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go to a little break, and then it's going to be some golf picks. We're going to have soccer and a lot more NBA, NCAA, and a little bit of MLB for tomorrow. So let's hear a message from our partners, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, I'll say this about the Wizards, just to save a little bit of face. They are a fun team to watch right now. And if you're not watching, I kind of get it.
That's like the friend you have, right? That's like, you know, he or she is not that good looking, but she got a great personality. Like, whenever you hear that, like, you know, all of a sudden you're going to get someone with like a club foot or something. Like, that's just how it is. Like, it's fine, but that's just the fact of it.
They could win the NIT.
I don't know why I started down this path with this crew on this show. That's completely on me. I can't blame anybody but myself. All right. Speaking of blaming myself, hopefully I'm not blaming myself tomorrow morning when we're on the early edge at 10 o'clock in the morning, because I've got a golf pick for tomorrow morning. It starts at 8:20 Eastern Standard Time. So we'll be about close to halfway through the round, or approaching halfway through the round by the time we're on this round one matchup. I've got Stephen Yeager -122 over Taylor Montgomery. I'll keep this short and sweet. If you watch the early wedge, you know I have Stephen Yeager in some markets. I have him as a first round leader. I have him in a tournament three ball as well. This is more of a fade, though, of Taylor Montgomery. Taylor Montgomery is one of those guys that he just basically, when he wins or when he does well, he's just storming the court with the putter. He is absolutely unbelievable with the short game sometimes, but the ball striking just really isn't there. He's also not a very long hitter, where Stephen Yeager is a long hitter, typically a good ball striker, typically not very good with the putter. Put all that together, the course fit is much better for Stephen Yeager here. So I'm always kind of a fade on Taylor Montgomery. If you watched me last year, you know I faded him a lot in round matchups, and it was very profitable. He's playing a little bit better this year, so it's a little bit of a watch out. That's why this line is only -122. But again, Stephen Yeager, good course fit, in my opinion, a much better course fit, good history at this course. And for whatever it's worth, when he played here the last time, he actually gained with the putter. So maybe there's something to be said for that. Give me Stephen Yeager. Again, this is tomorrow morning, -122 over Taylor Montgomery. Really quick note, though, if you don't have this matchup at your book, message me or tweet at me, and I'll tell you if I like something that might be involved with Stephen Yeager or fading Taylor Montgomery. Whatever you have, let me know, because I know not all books have this pick. All right, let's move on from golf to a little bit of soccer, Martin Green. I've kept you quiet down there, and that's on me, but you've got two soccer plays to talk about. So finally, Martin, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Sia. Yeah, two soccer plays. I went 2-0 on Early Edge last week, so hoping to keep the momentum going. Nothing today, I'm afraid, because there's no soccer taking place. So I'm looking ahead to the weekend, starting with a Serie A game between Roma and Lecce. Lecce are kind of like the Washington Wizards of Serie A, unfortunately. Not doing very well this season. And I think they could struggle pretty badly against Roma in this match. Roma have been in sensational form since Daniel De Rossi replaced Jose Mourinho as manager. 3 wins and a draw from their last 4 games. They've also dominated the head-to-heads with 4 wins and 1 draw from their last 5 matches against Lecce. So I really like odds of -110 on an away win for Roma here. Also looking at a game in the English Premier League between Liverpool and Brighton. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals has paid off in 3 of the last 4 meetings between these teams. Played out an entertaining 2-2 draw in Brighton earlier this season. I think we could witness another high-scoring clash when they renew hostilities at Anfield. So, simple bet, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at -133.
All right, 2 picks from Martin Green, including hopefully a bit of a scoring fest in the second one. All right, Tim Doyle, enough of the DC sports bashing. You have, well, it's interesting, you have an NBA pick, a money line pick, which we'll get into in a second, and you came to the show with a bit of a future with respect to a March Madness team that is catching a little bit of steam, and I'll just kind of maybe I'll editorialize your pick after you give it. Maybe I'll come down on you like you came down on me, but very interested to see what you have in the NBA and in the NC2A. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Sia, for the big introduction there. I like the Magic tonight. Warriors on the second half are back-to-back. I don't like laying points because they're like -4.5. Those points to me are like, that's like purgatory. When I see that and then my team wins by 3 or 2 or 1 and I don't cover, it puts me in a bad mood, Sia, okay? And you don't want to see me in a bad mood, especially in D.C., okay? I'm 6'6", 230 pounds, okay? Like, you don't want me in a bad mood, okay? So that's my pick for tonight. As far as futures, I saw this team live. I actually saw them lose live, and I left that game, and I went, whoa, they're really good. Illinois, here's how my two futures. I like them to win the East region. Now, obviously, the East are going to have to go through UConn, and UConn's going to be favorite in that game. Right now, Illinois is number 1 in KenPom. Not that those nerd numbers matter. No offense, you know, you guys out there, but eyeball test. Terrence Shannon's an NBA guy. Marcus Domas had a triple-double in the first game. Hawkins can shoot the three. They're deep. They're athletic. Very good squad. Not only do they win the East, check out these odds to win it all. I had them originally losing to Kentucky. Now, that was a bad pick. So I'm going to stick with them to win the national championship. See, at 35-1, when I was at Northwestern, we played Illinois. Never beat them. And their coach, Bruce Weber, at the time said, it's not a rivalry because we kick their butt every year. Hey, Bruce, the same message I sent to Sia, I'm going to send it to you as well. But he ended up being right. They did kick our butt every year. But those are great odds, and they have pros. So give me Illinois plus 35-1 plus 3,500.
That's a really big number on Illinois. I'll give you that. Obviously – plus 600, you got to take out UConn, and then, of course, Iowa State first. Hey, Mike, can I ask you, I'm going to Mike McClure here. Any thoughts on, you might not have an official pick, but this Iowa State-Illinois line, it opened at 2.5. Iowa State was favored by 2.5, kind of predictably. But now it's kind of been bet down to, in a lot of markets, to Tim's point, to -1. Like, obviously, a lot of money coming in on, or at least some sharp money coming in on Illinois. Do you have any thoughts on that particular game?
Other than I like Iowa State now, if Doyle is on the Illinois side,
I get that.
Other than that, no, it's going to be a fascinating matchup, really, to be honest with you. I agree with Tim in the sense that out of all the teams in UConn's path, Illinois is the team that can be dangerous in one single game. Like, they have the athletes, if they can stay out of foul trouble and knock down shots, they can hang with UConn at times. I would make the spread in that game UConn -4. I think the market will probably still have it at 5 or more if it gets there. I think it's tough for Iowa State and Illinois, though. I think this game is actually a coin flip here. Iowa State, they go through these stretches offensively where they simply can't score. That probably isn't going to work here. But if they have just an average game offensively but still play their tough defense and that slow pace, it's going to come down to who hits free throws, who hits the big three. Should be that one possession game. So it's going to be competitive. But if Illinois does get through this, I do think Illinois is the most dangerous team to UConn the rest of the way.
Did you see how hard that was for him, Sia? It was like painful for him to agree with me. You know, like, his outfit is the exact one I wore to sleep, and then I woke up and then I put on my work clothes. But we're just happy McClure is here today doing the show. But yes, it was fun to watch him agree with me. It was like with my wife, when I'm right, she's wrong. I felt that moment right there, McClure. So, see you, take it away.
You know what I felt is when you said the nerd comment, and you were basically somehow looking at all four of us, me, Mikey B, Mike McClure, and Martin Green. We absolutely knew what you were doing. You weren't referring to the chat or anybody else. You were somehow looking into each of our eyes when you said that. So I really appreciate that. By the way, a couple of golf picks before we get a couple more sports line picks, and then a pick from Mike McClure, which Mike Big Cheesy might be on that pick. Big Cheesy has been in the chat and mentioned something about a certain MLB team on opening day. But there was a question about a two ball with Ryan Fox over Taylor Montgomery at +110. I assume that's a round matchup. The problem with Ryan Fox is he's been all over the place lately. He's actually a really good course fit, and he should be okay here, but the ball striking's just been too bad. So that would be a stay away from me. And then somebody else had my matchup, but in a Stephen Yeager over Mackenzie Hughes in a tournament 72-hole matchup. I would lean that way. I would lean to Stephen Yeager over Mackenzie Hughes. So I like that find as a tournament 4-round matchup. All right. We got to get to our sports line picks. We've got an NHL pick. We've got an NIT pick for tonight. And then we got to kick it to Mike McClure. But before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. A couple of sports line picks. If you're a sports line member, you've already seen these. One in the NIT. We've got a dog, UNLV, +4.5. They play Seton Hall tonight at 7 o'clock. I'll be perfectly candid. I had North Texas against Seton Hall. I put that pick into sports line on Saturday, and North Texas lost the game to Seton Hall. But UNLV, you know, this is one I was actually looking at to potentially make a play on for this show. I wanted to play Seton Hall, and I couldn't justify it at all because UNLV +4.5 looked too good to me. So certainly not my official pick, but this is where I would have leaned as well. So take that for what it's worth. Somebody who faded Seton Hall just a few days ago, UNLV +4.5. I do like this pick. And again, just keep in mind these NIT games until they get to the semifinals, which is the next round, they are on the home court of the team that's favored effectively, which is Seton Hall in this case. So Seton Hall hosting UNLV in their like kind of small gymnasium. It's a pretty raucous, interesting environment there. But UNLV been pretty good on the road, like them +4.5. And then the next pick is NHL. Sabres money line -135 against the Senators. This one also at 7 o'clock. Again, this is a sports line pick. Sabres money line -135. We move on to Mike McClure. Now, Mike, we've got Major League Baseball opening day tomorrow. We've got a team that you like tomorrow that if you all in the chat remember, when I started getting going on the first fives, there was one team in particular that seemed to cash for us every single time. Even when we were down like 7-1 in the third inning, somehow this team would come back and be up 8-7 at the end of five. I don't know if that's going to happen again this year. I don't know who the first five darling is going to be this year quite yet, but Mike McClure, talk to us about the team that you like on opening day.
Yes. Yeah. I like both of these teams throughout the rest of the season. I'm very high on both of them overall, but I think the price point on the Texas Rangers on opening day at home, I think it's too good to ignore here. So I have them -127, and that's making some pretty strong assumptions on the Cubs side with Justin Steele, a phenomenal starting pitcher, a guy that I really like a lot personally. But I've made some really aggressive adjustments up on him to make his numbers even better. And I'm still getting the Rangers at -127, which is 56%. You can find this -115 here. When you look at this Rangers team, they were great last season in all situations, but really good against left-handed pitching. One of the top five teams in weighted on base average against lefties, but they were also able to draw walks. Number one team in Major League Baseball walking against left-handed pitching. I think they're going to put runners on base here. I also think Nathan Eovaldi is someone we have to talk about. The ground ball rate is phenomenal. The hard contact looks really good as well at this point in his career. Just an absolute machine. I like Eovaldi to have a quality start here, and I like the Rangers' offense to get it done. I'll lay the -115 here on the money line. I expect it to close at least -125 by first pitch tomorrow night.
All right, and we've got a lot of people in the chat talking about first fives that they like tomorrow as well. So Texas is certainly going to be on my radar. We have Japan giving out K props as well. We've got Chris Kish giving out golf plays. Pedrag Harrington at +300, top 40, certainly an interesting one. And then Cameron Moore, I think I'm pronouncing that right. He said they spoke about the 76ers in 2013, the same way they spoke about the Wizards in 2023. Worm wasn't built in a day. Tim, your response? Just kidding. Let me see the recap screen. I don't want any response to that. Good job, Cameron Moore. Martin Green, he's got Roma moneyline -110 and Liverpool, Brighton, both teams to score and over 2.5 at -133. I've got Houston open round one play. This is 8:20 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning before the Early Edge starts. It's Jaeger -122 over Taylor Montgomery. Mike McClure tomorrow, Rangers moneyline -115. Tonight, we've got Mikey B with two props. Jabari Smith Jr. over 8.5 rebounds -125. And Rashawn Holmes over 7.5 rebounds -115. Tim Doyle, Magic Moneyline minus 165 against the Warriors on a back-to-back, and a couple of futures, Illinois to win the East region at plus 600 and Illinois to win the national championship at a whopping plus 3,500. Sportsline picks for tonight, UNLV plus 4.5 at 7 o'clock against Seton Hall, and the Sabres Moneyline minus 135. Wow. By the way, Danny Brasco in the chat as well. We've got all kinds of celebrities. Tim, I do want to give you the final word. I didn't want to necessarily cut you off, although I don't want you to respond necessarily to what I just read, but I thought you might have had something to say, and I don't want to leave the show with you not being able to say it.
But first of all, when McClure talks about baseball, I mean, my left nipple was so it could cut glass. That's how excited I got to talk about Nathan Eovaldi, because I think baseball, the clock changed the game, okay? And I want to keep my job, but yes, I love when McClure talks baseball. I know he's off for a week. Mike, where are you going? Because I know you just threw some picks out there and you're like, I'm gone for a week. Where are we going together? Can I come?
we'll keep that information private. Off for a couple days. That's it. I'm off the show for 7 days. I won't be out all that much.
Okay, yet. Yeah. Like, I feel like McClure, he's that guy that goes to the Cayman Islands. I don't know what goes on in the Cayman Islands. I don't know, like, why movies are based there. But everyone who does, like, they go to the Cayman. So I'm sure, Asiya, he's going to the Cayman Islands for a few days. Count his money or something like that.
The guy doing the show from prison is certainly very jealous of that. All right. It's time to get out of here. On behalf of Mikey B., Martin Green, Mike McClure, Tim Doyle, and Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. What a show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hope we have a better recap screen today than we did yesterday. Let's try to have a great Wednesday. We've got golf tomorrow. We've got MLB opening day tomorrow. NBA, NHL playoffs coming right up. We've got so much to talk about, and we'll do it again with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning and every day thereafter. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. My name is Siya Najat, otherwise known as The Counselor. This is The Early Edge. We rest our case.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.